Drones are in the air. I'm Roger Stern, Fox News. Israeli Defense Forces confirm Iran has launched drones aimed at Israel today. The drones expected to reach Israeli territory in a matter of hours. Fox's Trey Yingst has more from Tel Aviv.
Israeli forces are on high alert tonight, bracing for an Iranian response. Israel's Defense Minister Yoav Gallant releasing a statement saying they are closely monitoring a planned attack by Iran and its proxies. Israeli officials telling Fox News they believe this attack could come in phases, understanding there are clear indications across the region that point to a flashing red light of an Iranian attack. The Jordanians tonight closing their airspace. Israel's Home Front Command announcing that all educational activities across Israel have been canceled. They're also limiting gatherings up to 1,000 people.
Israel has been on heightened alert since an airstrike killed two Iranian generals in Syria. Iran blamed Israel for the attack and vowed revenge. President Biden cut short his Delaware weekend getaway to consult with advisors about what's happening. A man fatally stabbed six people at a mall in Sydney, Australia today, and then was shot dead by police. Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese.
It would appear that this person has acted alone. The motives are not known yet, and speculation on that would not be helpful at this time.
Police at this stage do not believe the attack was terror-related. The American Society of Health System Pharmacists says there were shortages of more than 300 medications in the first 3 months of the year. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Former President Trump says he will testify at his hush money trial in New York City.
Not only will the former president become the first to stand trial in a criminal case, he will also do so against the backdrop of a presidential campaign in which he's also the presumptive Republican nominee.
You plan to testify in your trial in New York?
Yeah, I would testify, absolutely. It's a scam. It's a scam. That's not a trial. That's not a trial. That's a scam.
Jury selection beginning Monday in the Big Apple. Trial expected to last 6 to 8 weeks. Maybe a little optimistic because while jury selection is expected to be about a week or two, prosecutors and lawyers for the former president will have to whittle down a pool of potentially hundreds to just 12 jurors and 6 alternates.
Fox's Kevin Cork. New numbers reveal voters nearly split in political party affiliations.
A Pew Research Center analysis indicates the 2024 presidential election has one of the most evenly split electorates in the past two decades. 49% of voters identify as Democrat or leaning Democrat, while 48% identify as Republican or leaning Republican. The poll found while Democrats remain the party for most Hispanic, Black, and Asian voters, party support among non-Hispanic white Democrats has dropped 21% since 1996. Democrats maintain their advantage among young voters, while most older folks prefer Republicans. Chris DeMeo, Fox News.
A federal judge has denied Hunter Biden's motion to dismiss his federal gun case. The president's son is accused of lying about his drug use on a federal form when he purchased a firearm 3.5 years ago. His lawyers argue prosecutors have been bowing to political pressure. The gun charge trial is expected to begin in early June. Biden is also heading towards a trial on tax charges in California. I'm Roger Stern, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.